Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bav Metzia Daf Kuf Yod Bet Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, analyzing Mishnah Yod Bet that we saw back on Kuf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, that said that the violation of Baal Talin only applies when the Sakhir makes the claim. And my top is Man Shetvav, Lo Tfa'in Over Olav. So let's see the support for this. Tana Rabbanan. Lo talin pulat zachir yachol afi lo tva'o. I might think the prohibition applies even if the worker does not make a claim. Talmud lomar itcha. You're not allowed to keep it with you, meaning the da'atcha. When he comes and says, I want it, and you'd keep it with you. Yachol afi lo ein lo. I might think it even applies if he comes and claims it and you don't have what to pay him with. Talmud lomar itcha. You're not allowed to keep it with you, meaning sheyesh itcha, only if you have it. I might think that you're even violated if you gave him credit at a store. You're not allowed to keep it with you. You sort of sent the money elsewhere. That's not lo talin. Now, good. And that's in our Mishnah. Question is, what if he comes to the storekeeper and the storekeeper refuses to give him money? Can he come back to the employer? Shesh Namar no Choser. Shesh says he can't come back. He's got to deal with the storekeeper. Rabba Amar Choser. He does. Amar Rabba Mana Minala. I'll prove to you that he can come back. Minikhtani Eno Verolav. We said that the employer does not violate Baal Talin. So Mi'avra Huda Lo Avra. There's no violation. Hamihadar Hadar. But he can re-enter the situation. Of Shesh Namar Mai Eno Ver. He said, no. What does Eno Ver mean? Eno Betorat Lavor. Meaning he cannot possibly violate it again because he's out of the picture. Okay, Baal Minei Rav Shesha. They asked Rav Shesha the following question. Kablanut over alav mishum Baal Talin or ain't over mishum Baal Talin. If somebody does work, a piece work, this is not the kablanut we dealt with in the first part of this parak, but rather an artisan who gets some, let's say, a garment and is asked to put some fancy hemming on it or something, is there Baal Talin if you don't pay him on time? And it depends on this question. Uman konev shevach kli valvoahi, and this is something we dealt with in the ninth parak of Baba Kama. Does an umar take possession of the added value of the kli, in which case it's really his, and there's a halva here, which you owe him, but there's no Baal Talin on a halva. Or ain't uman kona b'shevach kli. Or we not say that. It's simply my garment. You've added some buttons on it. And I owe you for the job, like any other schirut, and is Baal Talin. Rav Sheshet said you do violate it, which means, ain't uman kone b'shevach kli. I, Latanya, no over, but we have a braita that says the opposite. Hatam shimcha etzachem ani etzachochani. That's talking about a case where you already gave credit somewhere else, and that's why ain't over. Not ain't over because in essentially not, but because circumstantially not. Now, name of Sayele, perhaps this supports that Hamnotain Talitol Uman Gemar Rava Hodiyof, Ilumikan Rara Soyimim, and Over Mishum Baal Talin. If the guy finishes the work on the garment and he lets you know and you don't pick it up for a while, there's no Baal Talin, even 10 days later. And Tanalo Bachatzia Yom, but if he gives it to you, let's say at midday, Mishakalava Chama, Over Allah Mishum Baal Talin. If he gives it to you during the day, at the end of that day, you violated Baal Talin, which means the minute he gives it to you. Now, Iyamar Tuman Koneva Shevach Kli, so this is Rav Sheshet support. If you would say, Uman is Koneva Shevach Kli, am I over, why do you violate Baal Talin? After all, the Uman now owns the Kli, and there's a Halva here. So, Mary Bredu, Kahana, Begarda de Sarvala, what we're talking about is where you were, the Uman was hired to soften up and mat down the garment, not to add anything to it. So there's no Shevach. So, Lamaya Avin Yeller Kuche, give it to him to soften, Hainu Shivche, that's the Shevach, that it's a softer Kli. So lo tzricha de ka'agre minei levtushe, he hired him to mat it down, b'bacha obacha ma'ata. Each pounding was worth a certain amount of money. So it's purely labor, where he's paying him for a certain amount of times that he mats this thing down or hits it or whatever. Okay, further on in the Mishnah, sachir bizmano nishba v'notel. We said that a sachir, when it's during the time that he's supposed to be paid, and he comes and makes the claim, he could take an oath and collect the money. Which is against all other shvuot in the Torah, in which you take a shvua to not have to pay. Now, sachir amai tekinu l'arabanam nishtab v'shakil. So what's the reason for this? So Yehuda mar shmua halachot gdolot shanukan. This is a big halachot. All right? That in other words, it's halacha. It makes it sounds like it's doraita. So hani hechotaninu. It's not a halacha. Hanan takanoninu. It's a takana. I mean, in d'arabanam. Elam rav Yehuda mar shmuel. Takonok Dolot Shanukan. These are Takonok Dolot, and the notion is that you could learn from it. Gdolot michal de ikak tanot, what are they, little takanot? Alamar nachon amar Shmuel, this is how it should read. Takanot kvuot shanukan, means these are fixed things that should not be changed, and there's a good reason for it. Let's find out why. Shvuah de balabayit, the shvuah really belongs to the balabayit, to take a shvuah that he paid and not have to pay. Now, grabon shvuah de balabayit shadu amasacher, they took it away from him, the rabbis took it away from him, and put it on the worker that he could take a shvuah and collect. Why? Mishum kadechay av the socher, because sachir, he has to make money, he has to live. Hey, if he's going to wrangle in court to get paid in the meantime, his family's going to starve, it's no good. Mishum kadechay av the sachir, mafsadin of the balabayit, but because of that consideration, the balabayit has to lose, let's say he really did pay. The answer is balabayit gufin echalei de mishtav asachar v'shakil. He enjoys the fact that his workers could take the oath. Why? Because then he'll be able to hire workers. People won't be afraid of getting stiffed because they'll know they have an out. Hi, Sakhir Gufan Echalid Mishtav Balabait Vipakad, do the inverse. The Sakhir would be happy if the Balabait would be able to take the Shvua and get free, so that he would be hired by other Balabatim, and because they would know that they would not be stuck. The answer is Balabait Al Korche Agar. No, the Balabait is forced to hire, he has to hire people. Sakhir Nayo Al Korche Idkar, he has to get hired. So he's not going to be choosy, so neither one of them gains. Ella, what's the reason? Ella Balabait Tarud Bapualim Hu. The difference in the relationship is that the Balabayit has a bunch of Poalim, and he's thinking about them, he forgets. So there's nothing dishonest here, there's simply that he forgot whether he paid. And the Sakhir has one Balabayit, he knows whether he got paid. So Yachin Eitiv Leibel HaShvua, if that's the case, then why don't you just pay the guy and not make him take a Shvua? The answer is, Kedel Fiz Da'atosh Balabayit. We only take the Shvua in order to appease the Balabayit, he shouldn't think that he's getting robbed. V'Neitiv Leib Be'edim, so why don't we say pay him Be'edim and solve the problem? That's just trichalu milta. That's very hard to, every time you want to pay somebody, to get aided. V'neitiv le mikara, so why don't you pay him at the beginning of the day, and then everybody will know, at the end of the day, there's nothing to get paid. Everybody already got paid. The answer is shnehem rotzim ba'kafa. They both gain from having the payment be at the end of the day. The balabayit may not have the money, and parenthetically, the balabayit wants to make sure he's going to get the work done, that the worker will do the work. And the worker, on the other hand, has a benefit, because he doesn't want to carry the coins with him all day while he's working. He's afraid he might lose them. If that's the case, then even if you set a fixed price for a job, it should be the case that the worker can take the shvua. Alama tanya uman omer shtayim katzatzli. If the uman says, you promised me two for this job, v'alomer lo katzatzli lo chay lachat, and the client says, I promised you one, hamosuchav l'araya, the uman has to prove his point. Why is that the case? The answer is, ktsitsa vada midkar dechiri la'inshi. When it comes to ktsitsa, when you set a particular amount, people do remember. When you have a bunch of people working at this amount an hour or this amount per row, whatever it is, so you might forget. So yachah filo avarz manonami. If that's the case, then even after the day has passed, why can't the sachir come up and say, you didn't pay me, and take a shvuah and be believed? Halamatan avarz manonami shpavanotel, and the Mishnah says you can't do that. The answer is chazaka and balabayit over mishum baltalin. You have a chazaka that the balabayit won't violate baltalin, and after the time keep the money. My balabayit for alavu, but you just said that he's not paying attention. As Hanimili become the limte zman chiyuve, he's not paying attention during the time of the chiyuv, but after the time of matz zman chiyuve, once the time has come, sunrise, sunset, whenever it is, rami anafshi midkar. Then he pays attention, sits down with the books, and sees who he's paid. Chisachar mishum bal tigzol. So now you're flipping and you're saying this is because we're concerned that he is a violator. Well, are you now saying that the sachir is suspected of being a gazlan and try to collect twice? The answer is hatam trei chazaki, hachachara chazaki. It's simply two chazakas against one. Ka balabayit ikar trei chazaki. There's two chazakot that support the idea that he was already paid. Chada den balabayit over mishum baltalin. First of all, the balabayit, once the hour comes, will have paid. Chada den sachir mashas charo. Second thing is the sachir won't wait around. He'll collect. Hachachara chazaki. Here we only have one chazaka that the sachir won't violate both tigzol. Now, the end of the Mishnah said that if there are edim that the sachir made a tvia, then he can still take the shvua and collect even after time. Vakutavulo, come on, what do you mean? He's being tovei in front of us. What do you need edim for? The answer is amaravasi shtvao bizmano, meaning you have edim that during the zman, meaning in the middle of the, at the end of the night or at the end of the day, he was tovei, and that's what you need edim for. I have a dimon batar hachipara. So maybe he was tovei him at 4 o'clock. You got edim to that. Maybe he paid him at 5 o'clock. So amaravasi shtvao kol zmano. What happened was he was tovei him from 4 o'clock till sunset, let's say. The whole time. Where's my money? And edim are there and sees he doesn't get paid. Uliolam? So now, once that's happened, he could come a year later with, and make a shvua and collect? No, it just means the same amount of time as Tfiyah. Meaning, if he had 12 hours for Tfiyah, he gets another 12 hours. But not forever. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Gimel. But in the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.